Remember those barefoot running shoes everybody seemed crazy about a while back? They kind of looked like toe gloves and were supposed to keep runners' feet and bodies in the most natural position. Well, that's one class action lawsuit ago, and now there's a new best thing ever, a maximalist running shoe. Think platform sandal meets sneaker. Joining us now to explain is Brian Metzler. He's editor-in-chief of Competitor Magazine and Competitor.com. Hi, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Brian, what is a maximalist shoe and what is it supposed to do?
A maximalist shoe is just a kind of a name that is given to a shoe that is an extra cushy shoe, a lot of foam underneath your foot. And the goal is just that, to provide a really soft, cushy, comfortable feel underfoot, but also cushioning from the point of view of support and resiliency as well.
And where do you see that trend coming from?
You know, it's interesting because this trend kind of came up about 4 or 5 years ago. There was two Frenchmen that had worked for another brand, had done a lot of mountain running, and really wanted a more cushioned shoe for the hard pounding of downhill running in the Alps. It's also been somewhat of a response now to people going away from the minimalist slash barefoot concept because they want more cushion. Most runners like softness underfoot. And I think that's why we're seeing that trend start to take off.
So is this the polar opposite of the barefoot style shoes?
You know, in some ways, it is completely the opposite of the barefoot minimalist style shoes. But in other ways, it's actually not. It's actually more similar than you'd think. Now, it's opposite in that there obviously is a lot of cushion and a lot of height off the ground between your foot and the ground. The way it's similar is it took some of the better aspects of minimalist shoes, for example, super lightweight fabrics and new construction techniques, and also just a more natural positioning of your foot. So you're getting kind of the best of both worlds if you want a nice soft cushion ride.
And what is the natural position of the foot? Because there seems to be some argument over that.
No, that's totally true. And certainly that's still debatable. But certainly it's about letting your foot hit the ground and roll through to the toe-off phase and push off without a hard heel strike. We're all different. We all have different physiques. Our gaits are all different and individual to us. But the notion of getting off the hard heel strike at impact and allowing for a smoother, less wobbly roll through the toe-off is one of the key parts of that.
Is there any science on these maximalist shoes, or is this kind of more research within the industry?
Right now, I don't think to date there's been an actual independent study. I know there's some people that are interested in studying them, and I know some of the biomechanists that are very interested and have tinkered around on their own. But as far as official studies, it's all been company-wide, meaning like the brands are doing it themselves.
Brian, you're a runner. Do you have a pair?
Yes, I've run in maximalist shoes for several years, but I will offer the caveat that I don't run in them every day. I believe that everyone should have a quiver of shoes, and certainly running shoes are expensive and it's hard to have more than one pair of shoes. But at the same time, I believe that there's a different shoe for different types of running, you know, whether you're running fast or slow or on trails or on pavement. And so, yes, I run in maximalist shoes and I like them a lot. Yet I also run in more traditional styles, and occasionally I will run in a minimalist style as well.
For the not-so-serious runner, how important are the shoes? Is it fashion? Is it function?
That's a good question. And if you look at the sales numbers of running shoes, even in this day and age with all the technology and marketing and hype and such, one of the number one factors in shoe buying is still aesthetic. But running shoes are definitely important relative to every runner. As far as maximalist shoes go, I think people that have tried them and like them and really just engage with that soft, comfortable feeling, and afterward, there's less kind of a beat-up feeling to your feet and lower legs.
But what can our shoes do for us realistically? I sometimes feel like we expect too much from our shoes. Can they protect us from injury? Can they not do that?
That's a tricky question. I mean, certainly the most important thing, whether you're a weekend jogger or a once-a-week runner, is to be as physically strong as possible. And I don't mean by big muscles. I mean by having strong feet, strong ankles, strong lower legs, and a strong core. Most runners just want to run, and that's all they have time for. And that's very understandable in today's world. But the ability to do, you know, core work and, you know, leg work to be more strong will help you, more than anything else, be less injury prone.
Brian, do you see a new next big thing on the horizon in terms of running shoes?
People ask that all the time, and certainly, you know, new fabrics that are lighter but stronger, new fabrication techniques, you know, for example, less stitching, more welding, has allowed a lot of great things, including better flexibility. You know, shoes are generally lighter through all this. The average running shoe has gotten lighter, which overall is good. If a shoe used to be 11 or 12 ounces, you know, now they're 8 or 10 ounces, and that's a good thing, I think, overall.
And the minimalist movement is not dead, right?
That's entirely correct. Actually, there's some great learnings that have been out there from the original minimalist shoes, and certainly the people and the runners that have adhered to that type of running and that type of shoe have done really well with it. I tend to think that those runners that do well in those shoes are very nimble, very agile, very strong, have strong feet, and they run in a certain style. But no, minimalism is not dead. It's actually very much alive.
And Brian, how many running shoes are in your closet right now?
You know, I haven't counted in a while, but if I had to guess, I'd probably say about 275 to 300.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of shoes. Brian Metzler is the editor-in-chief of Competitor Magazine and Competitor.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.